Hey gamers, welcome to Gaming is for Girls, the podcast that's more chaotic than trying to play Mario Kart with your grandma. I'm your host, Maya the Menace, here to bring you the latest gaming news, hot takes, and probably some questionable strategies. So grab a snack, adjust your headsets, and let's get into today's episode. Okay, yay, we're live! Hi everybody! Welcome back to another episode of Gaming is for Girls. This is our third episode. We've come so far. We've conquered all trials and tribulations. We're at the pinnacle of our existence. Thank you so much for coming back to another episode. Today we have a very important guest, a very fun guest. This person has been gaming and streaming for, well, streaming, we'll talk about their gaming history, for roughly a year now. They're best known for their Sims 4 content. They're a fellow Black gamer and Black streamer. So we're going to have Sleepy, aka Numb Realm, joining us today as our first Gaming is for Girls guest.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Yes, I was thinking, I was like, who can I have as the first guest on Gaming is for Girls? I was like, I have someone in mind. Because I see your content everywhere. All right. So today's episode is Streamer Pros and Streamer Woes. We're going to be talking about Sleepy's history and gaming and streaming and the pros and the woes of streaming that they've come across. So first, we're going to go into your gaming history. Can you first tell us a little about yourself?
So everybody calls me Sleepy, obviously. Mm-hmm. Some people call me Numb too, but that's because of the whole Numb Realm thing, which I think is really funny. I am 22. I know a lot of people ask about pronouns. I really don't care about pronouns, but I tend to put she, they on like all my platforms just because it's whatever. Fun fact though, Sleepy actually comes from an old Instagram account I used to run, and everybody from there just started calling me Sleepy, so I've just kept up with that over the years.
Very nice. That's a very nice origin story. So, as we're on the channel Gaming is for Girls, can you tell us a bit about your background in gaming and how you were introduced to it, slash how you are involved, got involved with the gaming community?
All right. That's kind of hard because I feel like growing up, everybody, you know, like everybody had like little consoles or something, like a DS, Game Boy Advance or something. I'm pretty sure my first ever little system was like a Game Boy Advance. It was one of them flip ones, and it was in like black and white.
You know, it's funny that you say that. My brother, I stole this, but
yeah, yes,
is this what it looked like?
Yes, I had like two of them, but yeah. Yes, that is probably like my origin right there.
Right,
literally that. I used to play Zelda on there, Yoshi.
You know what's funny? Zelda's in here right now.
Oh my gosh. Zelda was literally the game. I used to so upset about it. I'm like, no, we're playing Zelda. And they're like, okay.
Do you remember which Zelda it was?
I honestly don't know, especially because there wasn't any color on it. So I can't even I just remember it being like the cartridge, like that long cartridge that you could put into like, I think the original DS, you could put it into there so you could play the Game Boy games on there. But pretty much that was like my real getting into gaming besides like my family being really into gaming. So I was always there watching somebody play like GTA, FIFA, I don't know, 2K, I think that is, with the basketball, all that, or Zelda and Nintendo games, all of that. That's basically the origin of me.
Mm-hmm. So going off of that, do you remember what your very first video game you played was?
I think it had to be on Game Boy. It had to be on Game Boy or Xbox. If it's Game Boy, then I'm pretty certain it's, like, Zelda or the Yoshi game, where it's, like, you played as Yoshi and you had to, like, lay eggs and stuff. That was kind of weird, but...
Birthing simulator.
That was it. Literally, at that point. Or it was, like, GTA. I remember going to my cousin's house, and we were always playing GTA, but I can't say which one came first. Listen, I was in elementary school, probably before elementary school. Like, I could just walk and it was instantly GTA, let's snatch a car. Like, I don't know. I just know I was really young. It had to be like elementary school, preschool, but that was just it.
My dad recently is a stretch. It was maybe like a year ago this happened. It was a few years ago this happened. He was playing GTA on like our living room
TV. Uh-huh. And my brother, who's 10 years younger than me, so he was young at the time. He came in and my dad was like, oh yeah, just watch me like play this game. And my mom walked in and she said, absolutely the fuck not. No. She said, no. Listen, what I are understand. You doing?
That's hilarious. I, thinking about the things I saw in there, I was kind of like, yeah, I shouldn't have been on there either. Right. I don't know why I was there, but.
Oh, that's funny. So going off of that, how would you say that gaming has impacted your life?
Gaming? I feel like, so how people are. So how some people, they go home and they're like, yeah, my wind down time is like, I hang out with my family. I watch TV. Gaming is that for me, pretty mm-hmm. much. I come in from doing just about anything in the world because I don't really like being outdoors. But I come in from doing just about anything in the world. I'm like, all right, time to hop on the game so I can immediately, like, isolate. Like, that's my always kind of thing now. I just, anytime I come back in the house, gaming or... I don't know. I think it's like my comfort. Like people have comfort movies yeah. and stuff. Gaming is just my comfort zone entirely.
Mm-hmm. Is there a specific game that had like an impact on you where like you played it and you were like, wow, this is great.
Right. So I was debating what that was for a very, very long time. And I ended up making a joke out of it because I really don't know. But whenever I do something wrong, I think of Cooking Mama. Like... Like yes. She had like the fire in her eyes every time you did something wrong, and anytime I do something I'm like, oh my god, I know she's watching me right now with that face, and I just think of the fire eyes and I'm like, okay,
yes, that was pinnacle gaming. Cooking Mama, Cooking I don't Mama's even think good. Did she ever make a return?
I don't think so. Like they made I think maybe like three games, maybe mm-hmm. two games, and I just never heard about Cooking Mama again. Like, does the world even know she existed?
Right. I saw a game that was, like, similar, and Lord knows I don't remember the name of it, but it was, like, this cooking game based around an Indian family, and you're making, like, Indian cuisine.
Oh! And
do you know what I'm talking about?
Someone recommended that game to me, but I didn't get to officially look at it. When I find it, though, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I saw it. It looked really cool. There were no fire eyes, but... Cooking Mama's reign lives on in memory.
It's for real. Cooking Mama. In fact, I should probably say the Papa franchise. Freezeria, Pizzeria. It's yes. like Cool Math Games. That, man.
I don't think Cool Math Games still exist, but on the internet at least. But
oh, they don't, I think.
They have an Instagram account, and I follow them. And they post, like, the most random memes ever. Like, I saw a meme today where it was, like, it was a computer and, like, a keyboard split in half because of, yeah. Like, rage quitting. And it was, like, a little Cool Math Games on the computer. Yeah, they're oh just, my gosh. They live on social media, but Cool Math Games is done up.
Cool Math Games is wild. I'll forever think about that when I think of computer class. I don't even think yes. that exists anymore as a class.
No, actually it does. They call it technology, but like today the kids were doing like little games. I don't even know how to explain it. Like I looked at some of their, they were all playing different games. This one kid was clapping their hands with the the person on the game was clapping their hands, so the kid was clapping their hands. One of them was watching The Cat in the Hat.
Oh.
I mean, so they're doing their little technology time, but I don't know what it looks like for people in, like, middle school.
Right.
High school. Yeah.
Good luck to them. I believe in honestly.
So, since gaming is, like, your comfort thing, like, your go-to for comfort, do you have a go-to game right now?
My go-to game, so it would seem like Sims 4 would probably be my comfort game. I mean, not my comfort, my go-to game, because that's mm-hmm. like my entire identity at this point. But it's actually been Lethal Company. I unfortunately racked yes. in a lot of hours. It's embarrassing, but Lethal Company is probably my go-to game right now.
Do you play it modded or unmodded? Because last time we played, you did unmodded. Okay.
Yeah, we did unmodded, but then I've been making profiles for the modded version for mm-hmm. whenever I decide to kind of get more people around, because then you can do, like, more company, so then you can have like unlimited amount of people almost.
Oh my gosh, that sounds it sounds hectic.
It's so chaotic. Recently we did like this creepy pasta place and mm-hmm. like this guy ran out and I don't know what it was, but it was like screaming at the top of its lungs and then it started making baby crying noises. It was crazy. I was like, I'm not playing this again.
That was it.
Not this mod. This mod's gone.
What other mods do you have for that game?
For Lethal, so let me think. I just mentioned the creepypasta one. The more company, obviously, that's when you can get more people added instead of just the one. I recently came across this one called Thick Company Model Replacement.
I think I've seen that one.
You probably have. But what I didn't know is when you combined it with, like, the more suits, they had, like, these weird, like, outfits. It was like, think of, like, you still get that orange suit, but it's obviously gripping. It's snatching the waist and everything.
Snatched and up. It's giving cunt.
Exactly. And they had these suits where it was, like, one was supposed to be a dolphin and had this big shark tail attached to it. It was so weird. I don't know. I want to try out Brutal Company, though. That's where, like, the creatures can come outside and stuff. And I don't know how I'd survive that. You're getting flashbacks right now.
Yes.
In the backrooms was kind of weird. I don't know how to escape it, but it's like you fall down and you're stuck in there. And I don't know what you're supposed to do in there, but I know there's a monster in there.
Have you ever seen the monster?
I have not. My screen just gets really fuzzy and I start going the other way. Like, that's don't know. I just don't want to see it. I get scared easily, but I play all these games and I'm like,
oh, right.
Yeah, let's play the most scary thing.
I saw on Tumblr, because I'm still on Tumblr, let's not go into
it. It's okay. I love Tumblr.
I was on Tumblr and I came across this real niche like genre of Lethal Company fan art.
Uh-huh.
And people just are so obsessed with like the different monsters in the game. So I've seen fan art for like the Bracken, and they'll just like draw the Bracken just doing real mundane activities.
Oh my god.
Like just talking to people and like chilling and thinking about his weekend or something like that. It's just, it doesn't make sense. It's like, of all the characters, the Bracken, and I've also seen a lot of fan art of the Nutcracker.
Oh, what? Really?
Yes. What? I don't know. And I don't know how I came across these things.
Oh my god. They're just your inner thoughts. It's okay.
Be, right? Like, subliminal messaging.
Right. I've seen a loot bug fan art of it, like, crying, like, just asking for loot. And I'm like, what? I actually bought on AliExpress, they had some Lethal Company plushies, so I bought the crew members, right? Nice.
Yeah.
And then they had a loot bug. I gave the loot bug to my dog, and I let it rip it up, because I needed my lick back, because the loot bug is getting
sick.
It tears my ass up. Listen, I had to get my lick back somehow, whether it be in game or person.
I understand. I saw this one TikTok, because I've been seeing a lot of TikTok gameplays of Lethal Company. That's how I found the game.
Right.
And there was just like a room. It looked like a cult meeting, really, of just loot bugs. And they were all just like lined up. And they weren't doing anything. And the person was like putting down stuff in the middle. And then one loot bug would come and take it and like walk back. And then he was like, I don't have anything else to give you. And he was like, can I have my flashlight back? And he went and picked up the flashlight. And then all the loot bugs started coming after him.
The loot bugs don't care. They'll snatch a dead body if you leave it, really.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, I have to play that again.
Oh my! I have to introduce you to the mods. The mods. It'll be hilarious.
I'm scared.
It's okay. We're all scared.
So this question wasn't in the docket, but since we're talking about it, do you have a favorite genre of games?
I'm a big fan of horror games. I guess it stems from me liking horror movies. I've been watching horror movies since I popped out, I guess. So horror games are my thing, but I get scared easily.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think that fear is kind of is what hypes me up until it's time to go to sleep. Then I'm like waking up, flinching out my sleep, like, oh my god, the ghost is gonna get me. Like, I played Faz the other night.
Oh, that's terrible.
Terrible. I was the first and only person killed, I'm pretty sure.
That's terrible. Were you the only black person?
No, I was, No. Surprisingly, right. So first of all, I was dressed as a white woman and someone else had the black lady, was dressed as the black lady and they killed me. And I was like, that's not even fair. I'm white this time.
But it's Black History Month.
Listen, they knew, they felt it. The ghost heard it in my voice.
That's funny. Do you ever have nightmares pertaining to the games that you're playing?
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, I had a dream, or I guess a nightmare, that a loot bug, I was doing something. I guess it's because I saw this TikTok and this guy laid out the ladder and he goes to climb across and he's dancing on it. And the loot bug comes up and snatches the ladder. I had that nightmare and I kept falling and I just see the loot bug watching me as I'm falling. And I was okay. I'm just screaming. I wake up. I'm oh my God, it's hot in here. I'm sweating. I can't do this anymore. No more lethal for the next two nights.
I understand why you gave the loot bug to your dog now.
Listen, because it's just out here tormenting me.
Yes, it's terrorizing you.
Exactly. It's waiting.
I've been having, because my comfort game, my go-to comfort game, mm-hmm. is Fortnite. And first of all, that game is so addicting for no reason. But it's to the point where I've had dreams about it. Mm-hmm. Or dreams that I know have stemmed from playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
And I'll just wake up and be like, I need to play this game right now.
Wake up I need this before I start withdrawals.
There was one time I was with my boyfriend and he was tired. So he was I'm going to take a nap. I said, okay, I'll take a nap with you. And I had my eyes closed and all I could envision was Fortnite. And I was like, man, I need a shotgun. I need an SMG.
Oh my God.
Do I have any heals? And when we woke up, I was like, we have to play Fortnite. I can't explain. We just have to play it right now.
That's hilarious. It's me waking up the one night, do we have flashlights? No, we don't have flashlights. What are you talking about?
Yes. It gets ingrained.
Literally. It's muscle memory at this point.
Absolutely. So, pairing gaming with streaming now. We're going to mm-hmm. go into your streaming history and what you like and think could be better about streaming. So can you share a bit about your journey into the world of gaming and streaming and what inspired you to start streaming?
My journey into the world of gaming streaming. Well, we basically talked about the world of gaming because gaming, I was going to say streaming. I originally started streaming on TikTok. TikTok's fun. It sucks. I originally started streaming on TikTok. I was inspired by seeing a bunch of simmers on there because my OG content was Sims content, wig videos, makeup videos, all of that. And it was doing really well. I'm unfortunately not I'm not a people pleaser, I guess, when I stream. And people didn't like that. So I would get reported for the most stupidest things. And TikTok, being TikTok, is they said you did it. I gotta take you down. Right. So they would end my streams all the time. It would be crazy. But I was I was still getting followers. I had the viral Jason Voorhees video in Sims. It was really weird. But then they deleted my account. And I was kind of really discouraged.
Oh, that's terrible.
Exactly. But I think the main thing that actually inspired me to start streaming was actually you. I remember staying up at night watching your streams and I'm sitting there and my boyfriend would come in from work and he's like, oh, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just watching Maya stream. And he's like, oh, what is she playing? I'm like, Stardew Valley. He's like, okay. All right.
That was my go-to. And I noticed because I was talking to my boyfriend, I was telling him how I was excited to have you on. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, why did you decide to pick Sleepy? And I was like, well, we started streaming around the same time. They've been around for they've been streaming for a year now, because I've been streaming for a year now. And I remember a little bit after I saw that you started streaming, mm-hmm. Games, I was like, oh, nice. Another gamer.
Literally, it was you. I was okay, TikTok is one thing. Twitch is a whole nother thing. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I started Twitch, it was kind of inspired from you, because of course I see all these people streaming, but I've never really came across a black gamer girl. Real life, I have friends who obviously play games and stuff like that, but it was always marketing towards guys and all of that. So I found you and I was like, oh shit, I like it here. I'm going to stay here. Then I was like, you know what?
Lovely.
I'm over here on TikTok. I could be on Twitch. Like, this is my inspiration. Maya has me going right now. So I tried to keep up with it. And I'm like, I'm wishy-washy with it. But I mean, it's fun. It's something for me to do.
Yeah, as long as you're having fun with it. Trust me, I've been wishy-washy too. Not even wishy-washy, just wish.
Not the just wish. You're sitting there like, man, I wish I wanted to stream today.
Literally. I wish I had it in me to record.
It's like, no, but I'm just going to go do this. That's
yep.
Me. The other time at this point.
So, based off of that, what are some of the challenges you've found with streaming?
With streaming, I guess, as we just talked about, keeping up, like, that motivation, I guess. Like, it's the, I wish I could do this, or not even could. It's, I wish I wanted to do this. Like, I wish I had enough energy in my brain to really want to go through with this. But, unfortunately, my wishes don't really be wishing. It's like, yeah, anyway, I'm going to go play this game and not record it. Mm-hmm. So, the motivation is definitely one of the big challenges. I'm on and off, like, I guess, having face cam on. I don't really like showing my face at, like, I guess since it's so live that I don't really like showing my face too often. Obviously, I make videos of my face all the time. So it's like, Sleepy, you literally just posted you putting a wig on. Like, what are you doing? But
it's about, like, being perceived. Like,
exactly. Like, in that perceived. Moment, yeah. Everything is, like, so live. I guess people are perceiving me, and I don't really know what they're thinking or doing. Whereas if it's a video, I can just post it and go, be like, all right, I'm done with that. And that's that. I can go back to a comment or something. But, like, it's like, we're, like, face to face. It's, like, so real. It's like, we're on the phone right now. It's like, oh yeah, they're all in my business. Also holding back my tongue. I'm very smart mouthed, and being smart mouthed and having face cam on at the same time is really a bad idea, especially for TikTok. As I mentioned, they ban you for just about anything. Holding my tongue back, because a lot of people just come into the chat just saying slick things. Like, the other night, someone was like, what's with every person playing this crappy music or something? I was like, well, you obviously like the music since you're here. And they were so pissed about it. And I was like, I need to stop doing that, because my face, like, I look back at the, because I had my face cam on, I look back at it, and you see my face instantly drop, spit that out, and then it just goes back to, like, normal, and it's like, I need to kind of chill, like, this is one way to get canceled. Like, someone was like, your sim is ugly, and I was like, damn, you guys have a lot in common. And I'm like, you can't just be saying these things. This is how you get in trouble.
Sick.
Like, I'm overcoming it, though. Like, I put my face out there more. I just learned to not look at, I guess, that, like, how you have the live studio kind of thing. I just learned to not look at that to see myself. And I've started just muting people. I like muting people. That's my favorite thing to do now. Instead of replying to people, I'll be in the middle. I'll, like, I know they'll say something. I'll say something back, and I immediately mute them, like, haha, you can't reply now. So
Right, protecting your peace. And protecting your Sim's peace.
Exactly. Like, my Sim isn't even doing nothing. She's not even born yet. We're still in cast. What do you mean she's ugly? She's not even completed. She's still in the oven, all right?
Still in the oven?
She's still in the oven.
Halfway done.
Exactly. Like,
medium rare.
She, what if she would have came out cute? Now you gotta take it back when I post her. Like, right. I'd be like, I'm so sorry, Sleepy. She's fine. My bad. My apologies.
So you mentioned that sometimes you don't feel like recording and you just, like, play to yourself.
Yeah.
So do you have, how do you balance playing games for yourself versus playing games, like, for streaming for the audience?
So recently Steam has been having a lot of sales, right? So they've been having a lot of sales. I've been spending a lot of money. But as I was spending money, I kind of thought about how I need to separate my games. Like, obviously, Sims isn't all the time for my audience. Sometimes it's just for me. But I tend to now pick games specifically that I want to stream. I'll keep that for streaming. And if it's a game I kind of want to just play in my own time or with my friends, I'll keep that separate. Unless it's, like, some kind of special thing, like, oh, okay, guys, well, I normally don't play this game on here, but I'll play it just so you guys can see it for just this one time. you know, mm-hmm. for a small fee, of course, of your day. Otherwise, I feel like I play a lot of games by myself because my audience also pretty much only likes Sims.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they like Sims and other things, but I feel like they're more catered towards Sims, so I don't really have to share much with them. I don't really have to struggle with it unless it's Twitch and I'm trying to, like, be a good streamer. And I'm like, yeah, let me keep streaming, but that doesn't really work out. I'll just mm-hmm. end up playing small, cute games. I don't know.
So, the games that you play for yourself, do you mind sharing, like, some of the titles that you enjoy?
Yes. So, recently, I started playing Left 4 Dead 2. I had a friend show me that, and, well, actually, they kept going on and on about it, and so I was like, all right, dude, I'll get it, and you can teach me how to play, and they did. So, now I've been binging that, because I'm like, I get to shoot zombies, why not? So, I like that. Red Dead Redemption, that game. So, I started playing that also, which I've been interested in that game for a long time. A little side note, I had this person in my life who was obsessed with playing that game. Mm-hmm. So every time we FaceTime, they were always playing that game. They're like, oh my God, look at the views. And I'm like, damn, I want to see those views on my screen. So I bought it because it was on sale. So I've been playing that. And then GTA, as we already mentioned, GTA.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing that by myself, but I kind of want to, they have an online, like, role play, I guess, kind of thing for it. Yeah. I kind of want to go into those places and wreak havoc. So I've been trying to learn how to do that. And I think that's it for now. Well, Escape the Backrooms. I want to record for it, but I feel like I have too much fun playing with my friends. So mm-hmm. I haven't done that yet. And then Faz, I have been contemplating sharing with my audience, but right now I've just been playing with my friends,
mm-hmm.
keeping it off of the screen.
Very nice. I actually haven't played this. I bought it, and I mm-hmm. don't think I downloaded it because it's a big game. The Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, okay. Red Dead.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to get around to playing it because it's been in my Steam library for probably a year now. And I haven't cracked it open just because it's so big. And it's like, I would have to commit to playing it,
mm-hmm.
especially if it's going to take up that much space on my computer.
Right. No, I definitely get that. I upgraded my storage because I stream on a laptop, play on a laptop. I upgraded my storage inside of it. So I have a terabyte of storage now.
Oof, yeah.
And so I'm like, I'll go in there and I'll uninstall games as if I don't have all this space. But I'm like, no, I'm uninstalling it. I haven't played it. I'm uninstalling it.
Yeah. At one point, because I have like 900 gigabytes on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And when you first start out, you're like, oh, I'm untouchable. I have all the storage.
Right.
Man, with the games and the recordings, like hour-long mm-hmm. recordings, it gets eaten up so quick.
Definitely.
My computer was like, you're gonna have to delete something. And I ended up like, I had to like clear out all my old recordings.
Right.
And then I had to like go through the games to see what I wasn't playing. And I found out that I had, what was it? It was Call of Duty and also, dang, Fallout.
Oh, I bought Fallout recently.
And I wasn't really playing those, but they were taking up so much space. I had to uninstall them.
That's me uninstalling and reinstalling GTA every so often. I'm like, I don't need to play this. And then I'll be like, damn, I kind of want to play it now. Let me bring it back.
Is this your first time playing through GTA 5?
This is my... Well, I've never officially, like, full-on played through, but I've played on, like, console before. I've mm-hmm. just never actually completed it. So I'm always restarting, especially if someone, like, touches my save. I'm like, all right, nope, gotta start over now.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited for GTA 6?
I am. Everybody, I keep seeing people post memes about it on Twitter or what is it called now? X?
Yeah.
I've been seeing people post, like, memes on there, like, damn, how do we have this, but not GTA 6 yet? So I'm waiting for it. I saw the one trailer where it looked like everybody was comparing it to Florida, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this actually looks fun. I need that.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm kind of salty. The trailer was so short.
Yes.
And then they had the audacity to say, in 2026.
They spent all the budget on that trailer.
Yes, on like the 10 seconds.
They did 10 seconds and they were like, yup, y'all gotta wait because this is our way of farming in some more money real
right.
quick. That's like when you have to hurry up and finish your project because it's due next period. They were like, all right, submit that and then we're gonna extend it. And that was it. It was like, yep, now you gotta wait till 2026. Even that.
And that's so far in advance. They should have just waited. Because realistically, they were taking so long already.
Right.
They might as well just waited like till at least 2025 before exactly. being like, hey, it's coming out next year.
They could have spent some more time on that trailer. Maybe made it longer at least.
I wanted to see some gameplay.
Right. They weren't prepared for all of that. They weren't.
They don't even have the gameplay yet. That.
They did that in Blender.
It's terrible.
They made a Roblox game real quick.
Yes. My two biggest heartbreaks are, as of right now, the Spider-Man movie getting cut off at the end.
Right.
And GTA coming out in 2026.
Stop the Spider-Man movie. I remember watching that and the way it ended, I was kind of sitting there like, okay, so where's the rest? And they were like, no, not right now.
They're like, later. I wasn't expecting the cutoff, so when they were like to be continued, I dropped my knees right. in the theater.
So the to be continued, it's like I'm looking around, I'm like, so why is everybody getting up? Is it not continued in 5 seconds? Like, hello?
Right.
No, everybody was gone. I was like, okay.
When I was in the theater and it said like the Beyond the Spider-Verse coming out whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they didn't even say like when it was releasing. They just said come back for Beyond the Spider-Verse. some guy who was like further down the aisle.
Yeah.
You heard him go, 2024. He was distraught.
He was not prepared. No one was prepared, but he especially was not. He was over there about to fall over.
Yes. I was with him.
Oh my gosh. Oh. No, that's definitely me. I feel that. I've been stressed too.
All right. So we talked about balancing your comfort game. Well, like your For You games with yeah. your For Streaming games. How do you balance being a streamer and then also life and work and making content? The whole nine.
I honestly don't know how I do it. I barely do it. I barely, because as I said, I have like the motivation without having the motivation. It's like I wish I could do that. But some days it's like, I feel like, so I don't work full time. I work part time. Mm-hmm. I have like two jobs, but both of them are basically part time. But pretty much when I know I'll have an extended period of time where I'm not on the schedule, then that's when I immediately start, like, I'll start going into, like, my iPad or on Twitch or on whatever, and I'll start setting up dates on there. Because I know if I show other people, like, okay, I'm going to do this day, I feel obligated to do it.
Right.
So then, since I feel that obligation, then I know I have to go through with it.
Mm-hmm.
So those are, like, the times where I can have, like, really planned out schedules. Other times, it's kind of, I'll sit there and I'm like, you know what? I haven't streamed in like 2 months. Let me just go stream. Let me say hello real quick. So I it depends on how my regular schedule is. If it seems like really sorted, well, I have space and time, or I can actually enjoy myself and stay up late, then I'll have it like all planned out. But if I don't, then I kind of have to be wishy-washy jumping all around.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's pretty much about it. But also content creation, when I have to post on other platforms, not everyone catches your lives, your streams and all that. So I feel like that's right. a good use of like kind of recycling your content a bit, like obviously getting clips and then posting those on socials. And not every social platform is connected, or not people who are on YouTube. Sometimes they're like, I don't really care about TikTok. I'm not going on there. So you can recycle your content onto there too. So then they can at least catch up instead of you feeling like you have to individually make each thing.
Right.
So I think that's probably the main thing I kind of try to, if I do stream and I'm like, all right, well, I only streamed once, I can make that one stream last for like two weeks, stretching it out on each platform, like, because I know you guys don't interact with each other, which is really funny because then you see how the engagement with each different platform, how they react to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. which kind of helps out with it. Mm-hmm. So reduce, reuse, recycle your content and just hope it works out.
And then what role do you think streaming plays in shaping the getting, excuse, wow. Wow. The getting? Oh my gosh, I messed it. I didn't even mess it up enough to like pick it up. What role do you think streaming plays in shaping the gaming industry and its culture?
So I feel like streaming plays a significant role in shaping the gaming industry and its culture. It's like, it's much bigger than people think. They're kind of like, mm-hmm. okay, well, streamers just play games, or okay, this person doesn't really get all that hype and stuff like that. But I feel like when you see other people play these games, it kind of influences you into wanting these games, wanting to play these games. Like, people are always looking to buy the next hottest game, but they don't really know how it is until they spend money. But some people don't really have that money to just throw out there and buy it. So they look to streamers to see what's good, what's not good. They kind of watch how they play it. And it's like, okay, if that's good, then I can definitely get it. Especially if it's in real time, like instead of watching mm-hmm. some kind of edited YouTube video, you're watching them real time. So it's like, oh, okay, I like how this game style is. I can get it. Which in turn kind of influences the gaming industry to put more of those games out. Or it even influences people to make games. Like, you can watch someone and be like, oh, it seems like a lot of people in this chat enjoy this game, or the streamer themselves, they enjoy the game. So someone who's thinking about becoming some kind of game dev, they can be like, okay, well, I know what people like because of these streamers, so I can put more games out there. And kind of, I don't know how to wrap that up.
I got your gist. Okay. It's what I think of it, like, my little input is, like, streamers are, like, a subset of, like, social influencers.
Yeah.
Because I, like, speaking out of experience, mm-hmm. there are games that I've watched other people play that right. originally I either didn't know or had no interest in playing. But then watching them, it's like, wow, that looks so fun. Literally. They're making it look so fun.
Yeah.
And even on TikTok, people posting, like, gaming snippets. Like, mm-hmm. that's how I found Lethal Company. And I was right. like, wow, that looks hilarious. Now I'm going to go play it.
Exactly. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's just a lot of social influencing, like, in the gaming industry, which can branch off into games doing well and game developers, like, getting live feedback from how mm-hmm. people are enjoying it, or, like, what needs to be, like, patched up and stuff like that. Yeah.
Exactly. That's pretty much how I meant it, in a way.
No, I got that. Words.
Okay, good.
And then finally, what advice do you have for someone who's thinking about starting their own gaming channel or streaming career?
I feel like, honestly, just go for it. Like, that's pretty much what I did. I watched other people, and then I was like, you know what? They're doing it. I can do it. I can give it a try. You also don't have to spend as much money as you think. A lot of people feel like they have to spend, like, a ton of money to start it up. But there's literally all kinds of affordable things that you can do to start it up or to get into it. Like, you don't have to spend money for just about everything. Like, example-wise, I thought I needed to pay people to, like, make overlays and this and, like overlays and emotes and panels and all this stuff, when really you don't have to spend so much money. You can literally find things that you can create on. Like, Canva's a big thing that mm-hmm. a lot of people use nowadays. You can use that and make your own things. It's not all about the money. You just have to have the motivation and look for, like, resources when you think you're like, well, I want to do this, but I don't know how to do this. Go on YouTube. You have the internet. The internet is, like, a thing now. You can go on there and literally type in your question, and you can find just about anything you need to start your gaming channel or streaming career, whatever you want to do. It's there for you. Like, there's someone who went through this already. You can find something to help you out.
Absolutely, yeah. That's pretty much what I did. If you could see my search history when I was, like, thinking about becoming a content creator.
Yeah.
It was like, how do I use Canva to make a thumbnail? Thumbnail examples.
No, yes. You're right. You're right. I was on YouTube, how to use Canva. Or I would watch Canva tutorials of people, like, piecing things together. And I'm like, okay. That was the same with setting up OBS. I was like, Oh, what my God. What do all these numbers mean? What are these numbers? And they're when like, this is what this is.
Mm-hmm. When you first get into OBS, it will make you, at least for me, almost cry and quit. I said, what is going on? What is this stuff?
I remember when your streams would hit the 3-hour mark and you're like, why the hell is my stream turning up? It's like, all right, guys, it hit the 3-hour mark. I'm going to be back in like 10 seconds. And it's like, no one, like, they don't have like that pop-up thing like, oh, do you want to disable this? It's like, yes. No, it's just there. You have to figure out what that issue is. You have to like hunt through Reddit trying to figure out what these things are. Yeah,
and the thing is, I was hunting through Reddit, like you said, trying to find someone who had this issue. And the thing is, I found someone who had the issue.
Yeah.
But there was no solution. People were just like, you might want to check your internet provider. I was like, no, I know that's not the reason. Right. And I actually found the reason, like, by accident. I was just, like, going through stuff. I was trying to fix something else in OBS. And they were like, oh, by the way, you have your cutoff set to 3 hours. I said, first of all, I never did that. So I don't know why you're just in my business cutting my stream off at 3 hours. But I disabled it, and now we're all good. But
like, what if I talk longer than that? Like, what if I went to bed for 5 hours? Y'all just going to set it to that?
I had an OBS curfew.
OBS was like, nah, you're done. It's time for bed after 3 hours. Down.
Right.
Exactly. We know if we cut you off, you're not going to want to get back on.
That's what I'm saying. So our final segment for today's episode, we're going to do some debate, because sometimes we do segments where we have certain debates. Our last debate was console gaming versus PC gaming. Mm-hmm. So really quickly, what is your opinion on console versus PC gaming?
Like, which is better?
I mean, you can put your opinion in there.
I think I'm more of a fan. So this sounds weird because I do a lot of PC gaming, but I'm more of a fan of console gaming.
Oh wow.
My vision isn't. It probably plays a thing with my vision. I can't see well, so I like having big screens. Like, I can have a big monitor for PC, but I think like the TV is kind of as big as it gets, really.
Right.
So I like having that, but I feel like if you're like kind of single player, like in your room, like more intimate kind of setting, then you can just PC gaming it is.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny that you mentioned single player gaming, because that's actually our debate for this segment is single player versus multiplayer games, which are better or more fun. So you have single player games that are kind of more story and focus on story and immersion experience. Mm-hmm. And then you have multiplayer games, which are usually centered around teamwork, co-op experience, and they're usually more competitive or battlegrounds based.
Right.
So what do you think?
So I feel like if this was me a year ago answering this question, I'd probably say single player. I like storylines with games. I like feeling like I'm in there with the game. And I know multiplayer, it can't do all that focusing. So single player would really be it for me. But I feel like I like multiplayer games a lot more now because of the co-op experience and being competitive. Although I hate being competitive, or at least I did a while ago. Now I'm kind of into that competitive. I'm like, I will beat your ass. Okay. I think multiplayer kind of for the win. I feel like there's just more things that are coming out with multiplayer, especially when it's like a proximity chat with it.
Yes.
It just adds to the game. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's making its own story at that point. Once you throw prox chat in there, it's its own story.
Yeah, I'm actually going to vouch for the opposite. Okay. I'm going to vouch for single player games. And this is solely an opinion-based debate. But I feel like most of the content I do on like my channel and stuff is single player games. I know Stardew Valley is you can play multiplayer, but I just find that I'm usually playing by myself. Right. I like to make commentary. I like to make fun of the characters. So I feel like my gaming experience is really like unique to me, and I enjoy like my own company with the game.
Yeah,
I can enjoy a good multiplayer game and a good proximity chat moment. Yeah, but I'm gonna be on the other side and say
no. I definitely get you with that. Yeah, I get you with that, definitely, because when you can kind of get yourself, I feel like by yourself you can get yourself in a zone.
Yeah,
where it's like how I used to read books and I would almost feel like I was in that book. I think that's the same with like single player games. Like, you feel like you're there, although you're not there. It's like you have that connection where it's like you're there. You get more out of it by yourself instead of getting distracted by like multiplayer kind of thing.
Right. All right. That was a good little debate session. So that was our last segment. So before we close out the episode, we're going to do our question card of the day. I've been doing a question card at the end of every episode, just a little. It really isn't even gaming related. It's just like random, just to do a little fun thing with the audience. And my question cards are actually all the way over there near my bed. So I have to go get them real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, usually I have them next to me. I was like, oh, shoot, it's on the other side of the room. But today's question card of the day is going to come from, if I can open it, the Let's Get Deep Friends Edition. Oh, it's mirrored. Okay. But we're getting our card from the Let's Get Deep Friends Edition. We're going to do an icebreaker card. So it's just going to be like a get to know you card.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The question card is, what is your favorite thing to eat for breakfast?
That's really hard. I'm a real breakfast. I'm a real breakfast person. Like anytime, like I can, as I told you the other day, I woke up at like 5 p.m. Oh no, I went to sleep at 5 a.m. So I didn't wake up until like 4 p.m. Maybe 5 p.m. I can eat breakfast all day, but I think waffles. I like waffles.
Waffles are good.
I love waffles.
My family started trying this blueberry syrup because they have blueberry syrup at IHOP, and we came across it in the store, and my mom was like, what do you think of this? I said, first of all, the IHOP one slaps, so we got to try it. And it looks so unappealing, actually, because like when you pour it out, it's like so dark, it looks like like you're just spilling tar on your waffles.
Oh my god.
But it bangs.
I'm gonna have to go pick some up. Let me add that to my notes now.
Yeah, it's good. I would say my favorite thing to eat for breakfast, I really like eggs. Like eggs and toast. It's so simple, but it's just a classic.
No, that is a classic. That's a slop moment right there.
Yes. Very nice. Oh my gosh, we finished our episode. Yay! So that concludes the third episode of Gaming is for Girls. This is our first episode with the guests. Sleepy, thank you so much again for joining us for our first guest episode, being our first guest. It's an honor to have you.
It's an honor to be here.
Thank you. And before we go, make sure you follow us on our social, Instagram, Gaming is for Girls, and Twitter, Gaming is number 4 Girls. We have a Patreon. We'll have bonus episodes on the Patreon. We'll also have our Gaming is for Girls book club that you can join on the Patreon. And Sleepy, is there anything, any projects, socials you want to share with our viewers before we go?
I am planning some projects, but that motivation bit again. If I do have any projects coming up, it'll probably be on my YouTube, which is Sleepy's Realm, or you can probably catch it on my TikTok, NumRealm. That's probably about it. I have like too many wishy-washy back and forth socials, but those are the main two I stay updated on.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you again for being here. Thank you, gamers, for watching. And I'll see you in our next episode. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
That's all for today's episode. Thank you for joining me. And be sure to subscribe or follow my podcast on whatever platform you're listening on so you never miss a menacing moment. Be sure to leave a review of the podcast and also hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at Gaming is for Girls. It's a big help and it means oh so much to me. Thanks again. And remember, gaming is for everyone, but especially the girls. Bye, guys.